email from a good friend and supporter who informs me that on last Friday evening's or last Friday's program, Mr. Megaphone openly admitted twice that he eats matzo ball soup. And, you know, for years everybody speculated, oh, well, you know, my wife is a visitor of the temple, probably wears yarmulkes and had a bat mitzvah and all that stuff. And now this guy openly admits it. You want to hear what cracked me up? The guy's own listening audience, the bunch of yahoo idiots that they are, didn't even call in to challenge him. I guess maybe they were just all went into cardiac arrest and a whole bunch of people in this country kicked the bucket and dropped dead. All I can say is, on your way out the door, as it smacks you in the butt, is, shalom, buddy. Oh, man. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it doesn't really matter. Top of the evening to you. Welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator, and yes, I am here live tonight, this 7th day of March, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I would like to be sleeping right now. It's been a warm couple of days. It got cold and windy today, and I've got projects I'm trying to complete, which kept me outside, and it's murder, absolutely murder. And so one thing about living in the desert, you can go from 90 degrees one day to 42 degrees the next day, and it gets you hard. Well, it got me today. So I tried to lay down about an hour ago, and the phone rang, and it was my buddy Seymour up in Vegas and sharing with me his peccadilloes of the weekend, as if I could care less, but he shared them anyway. So what did the markets do today? Well, you know, oil hit that $107 a barrel range. Well, it's back down now to $104.82, but the point is it's still up there. 2% of the world's oil comes out of Libya, and Exxon and Mobile and the rest of them are raking in some of the most obscene profits that's ever been seen on the face of the earth, and the average American can't afford to drive his car to the grocery store anymore. Well, you better start cutting up the dog and sticking them on the barbecue, or get them chickens and deep fat frying and say you've been to the Colonel's. I guess the horse will make a hell of a winter meal. Freeze it, stuff it, we'll be back after the breaks.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
That old black magic has me in its spell.
Hey, baby. You didn't think I'm going to be talking about him tonight, do you? The less I got to talk about him, the better.
No, man, we're going to pull that piece of music out of my lexicon around. I got to have the time to put a whole new music collection together, and I just have not had that time. Anyway, welcome back to Tonight Slice Liberty and all that jazz, trying to answer emails throughout the course of the break, continual questions about with metals advice, things of that nature. Anyway, I'm going to send this one email out, and my friend EMT, I'll get back with you after the program with the balance of your concerns. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the markets did some interesting things today, of course. I don't get it. You know, there are all these stories that, unemployment numbers are going down. Of course they are. Absolutely, the unemployment numbers, those who are applying for benefits, of course they're going down. Too many people have dropped off the rolls. They're no longer eligible. They got to go back and work for a considerable period of time before they can get back on those rolls. But it's pure insanity. Gasoline prices are soaring. You know, it's simple. What in the hell is your breaking point? At what point in time do we find a way to say enough is enough? At what point in time do we go to our companies, if we happen to work for offices, and begin discussing with them the potential of working from home? You're going to reach a point you won't even be able to afford to go to work. I mean, I know what it costs me to fill my tanks, and I ain't going anywhere, man. You know, I got the wife is still working through May. Good Lord, gas prices keep going up. I'm going to have her stuck around the house all day and all night long, and I'm going to go absolutely up a wall. Me and Mr. Smith and Wesson brothers are going to have a couple of cough drops together and put myself out of my misery. Dow Jones Industrial down 80 points today to close at 12,090. NASDAQ off 39, closing at 2746. S&P 500 down 11 at 1310. Gold, well, in the after hours, it's sitting at off 3 at $1,432 an ounce. Whoop-de-doo. Oil, $105.06 an ounce. Or, I'm sorry, a barrel. An ounce? Oh, God. We're not going to be able to afford to drive anywhere. You won't be able to afford to drive to the airport to park your car to go on a vacation. Vacation? What's that? You better plan on not taking that 2 weeks off, or if you do, you better stay home and do the honey-do list. Because you're not going to be... Forget it.
You just won the stupid bowl. What are you going to do? We're going to Disneyland.
Nobody can be afford to go to Disneyland. Of course, in California, the only people that go to Disneyland are those that have broken and entered the country illegally. Of course, some of them just drive up for the day. you know, to visit their cousins and aunts and uncles and Mama Cetus and Papa Cetus and all the rest of it. Then they go to Disneyland, spend some of their drug money, and move on from there. How about that story coming out of Houston? A whole bunch of individuals gang raped a sixth grade girl. 11 years old. They gang raped her. They've been arrested. I hate to say it, but not a one of them looks like they came from south of the border. They may look like they came from the deep south or the south side of Chicago. This is sickening. Is that what this damn country has come to? It's okay to rape a sixth grade girl? I want to tell you something. My granddaughter's going into sixth grade next year, and the first some buck that looks at her crosswise is going to have no teeth, and when I'm done beating him with a baseball bat, I'm going to stuff it where the moon don't shine. It's time for some justice in this country. Old-fashioned, by God, justice. Don't take him to court. Don't put him on trial. As far as I'm concerned, you're guilty. It's over. It's done. It's finished. You're dead.
Well, Bennett, that's not a very Christian thing to say. That's right.
Well, wait a minute. Seems to me there was some reference about an eye for an eye. I'll take their eyes and their teeth, and we'll get it done. Ladies and gentlemen, this namby-pamby way of thinking and political correct crap and everything else. Why, of course I do, Granny. I'll be glad to take care of that, dear. Real quick. That's the kind of stuff I see going on in this country. Oh, and then, of course, I get an email from my buddy Hippie who says, oh, here's a story about a home security system. I got me a home security system. I got a few of them. Let's see. I got a Webley. I got a Ruger. I got a couple of Colts. I got a couple of Winchesters. I got a Weatherby. You get the idea. Yeah, I got me some home security and no fear to use it. What is this? This Vandersloot, he's going to plead guilty to murder in Peru. That way he doesn't have to face the Holloway chick's mama. Oh, man. That's what this whole world's coming to. This is sickening. Anyway, let's move on. I don't want to waste my time discussing this nonsensical news. What police chief got fired? Well, a 20-year-old police chief accepted the job of police chief. Oh, down in Mexico. She was a nice-looking gal. She said enough of this garbage. But she got fired for abandoning her post because she's 20 years old and didn't wind up a member. But she did not want to wind up as a victim of gang rape down in Mexico by the drug cartel. Now she's seeking U.S. asylum. Actually, I'd let her come up here. Yeah, she's cute. I put things beyond that. She's had the guts to take the job to begin with, which is more than most people would do in this country. They got no guts. How can you have guts when you're a weenie? I'm rambling off about a bunch of nonsensical things tonight. It was not my intent. It's my anger level tonight. I'm PO'd. I'm ticked off. I ain't feeling good. My lower back hurts. That's always a sign that I'm coming down with something. I'm going to go visit me some of that good French stuff tonight. I'll take care of whatever germs is inside of me. You know what I'm talking about, Cabassier. I'm busting my butt to get my taxes done so I can get them up to my accountant because today's, what, the 7th? I got to get him up there and back. He's going to probably have to file an extension on my corporate stuff. Too much stuff going on. Too much stuff going on. Should have been working on this 6 weeks ago. Oh, well. So let's see. Stock market was down. Could that be because of the nation's debt? Maybe the deficit. Maybe the unemployment. Maybe Obama's threatening more controls on the banks and Wall Street, but that's a joke because they don't get control. They control us. We watch the dollar play yo-yo with the euro and the yuan. No, that's yuan. You got yuan? If it was yuan, it would be pronounced differently with a Hispanic accent. I have people to call. I've been busy this weekend. IRA contracts. Shortly before going on the air, I don't know, last week sometime, I received a list of so-called rare coins that somebody obviously had been listening to the network. They finally went to the Republic Trading Group International.com website. If you scroll down on the right-hand side, there is a section called Why Gold? How many of you have ever even been there? There's a section down below called Research. And there's not a lot of stuff I put in there, but things that I think are, well, important. Alan Greenspan's commentary called Gold and Economic Freedom, which he gave back in 1966, wherein he stated, in the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. Those words from Alan Greenspan. There's another piece discussing Roosevelt and the so-called Gold Confiscation Act of 1933, the one that prohibited the ownership of gold with certain exceptions. Strangely enough, most of the people that held on to the gold had met those exceptions, and they were fine. Very lengthy piece called Modern Money Mechanics. Many of you have heard some of these. Beware. Let's see. What else? A marvelous story called The Legend of Jacques Dupré. If you own gold, have thought of buying gold, or have never owned gold, it is well worth reading The Legend of Jacques Dupré. I'm not going to tell the story now. I don't have time. Another piece called The Truth About Money. Article that I wrote or compiled back in 2006 when I was with Republic Broadcasting and Republic Trading before. The piece, will do, Granny, was entitled Beware the Ides or Ideas of Rare Coin Dealers, which I referred to as the expose of the pirates of the precious metals underworld. How you can truly protect your assets from them. An essay of personal experience from an industry insider. Well, I'm that industry insider. I shared the myths and the garbage and the lies and the deceit that these phony rare coin people put out. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you a perfect example of what I'm able to do for a client. Stay with us, won't you?
A pen is from heaven. You'll find your fortune.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We are back. I started to share with you before the break, and I really had no intention of going in this direction tonight, but for those of you who have been purchasers of all things precious metals over the years, my column entitled Beware the Ides of Rare Coin Dealers, and that, by the way, will include all of those rare coin dealers that are running their overpriced advertisements on Fox Television and CNN that are hosted or sponsored by such personages as Glenn Beck and what's the guy with the mustache that was part of Nick? G. Gordon Liddy and the rest of them. Liddy's son once tried to sue me for using his father's name on the air. God, deliver me. When you look at these kind of articles, this compilation, it was all based on an email conversation I had going back and forth with a client at that time. And I've always become angry with this hype of these so-called certified coins, those that really aren't rare, but they continue to refer to them as rare coins, grossly overpriced specimens. There are, you know, to be honest with you, myself included, the true rarities neither you nor I could afford. We just couldn't do it. In the hundreds of thousands, in multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars for true rarity. Most of this stuff that's being sold, these so-called certified gold coins that are graded by PCGS, NGC, and the like, they're just not all that bloody rare. They're pretty common. Gentleman sent me a list of a bunch of certified stuff that he had, ranging from $2.50 Indians and Liberties to $5 Indians and Liberties, a couple of tens, a couple of twenties, meaning a saint and a liberty. This is the alleged collection mentality. You get the 4-piece Liberty set and the 4-piece Indian set, and oh boy, it's just, the problem is none of the dates correlate. There are no matching dates. And it's almost appalling to me, because that's just not a collection. The first thing is, you could afford to go out and buy, you know, one sample of every St. Gaudens ever struck, one from each year, one from each mint. If you wanted to stay all in the same grade, you're going to find them all reasonably close in value, but there's going to be several of the coins in the collection that are going to be so outpriced, you'll never be able to finish it. And until it's finished, it never has that completion of value. And then you're limiting yourself to a very select group of buyers that aren't going to waste their time reading your ad on Craigslist. It's that simple. So his comment to me was that I read your newsletter on trading numismatics for gold bullion coins. I'm interested in trading out my coins. Here's what I have. What can we do? Well, I ran some comparisons. The coins that he has, which total 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 coins. 13 U.S. certified gold coins. All MS63s and 64s. All of them reasonably common dates. The total net gold content is 4.112 ounces, just to round things off. Jeez, you've got to be kidding. We can take all of those coins and trade them. Not going to cost him a penny to do this. Not one penny. And he's going to wind up getting over 8¾ ounces of gold in exchange for it. It's like giving him $6,600 worth of gold for nothing. And he's not going to have the risks that go along with the so-called certified coin market. So, you know, I sent him an email shortly before going on the air, and hopefully he will get it and respond, and we will move forward accordingly. That is a huge gain, going from 4.12 ounces to 8.77. That's a massive gain. Why wouldn't you do it? That's what I do. If you are in a similar situation, call me at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. That's at Republic Trading Group. That's what you're gonna find me. I had another gentleman last week that left me a message on the phone. I apologized to him profusely. I believe his name was Doug. Very similar situation. Has numismatic coins he wants to talk about exchanging. I have been overwhelmed. Come last Friday, I could not go do a live program. I was drained. Terrible thing is, I'm no less drained tonight, but I have to be here. So we're going to break in a couple of moments. When we come back, we're going to talk about the deficit problem. And there's something interesting we're going to learn about it. It ain't financial, my friends. It's political. So stay with us. We'll try to wrap that up throughout the course of the rest of this hour. Of life, liberty, and all that jazz. Oh, that's right. I didn't give you the market reports for the metals tonight. Well, we'll try to do that when we come back. See you in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It, my friends, has been another unbelievably busy day in the silver markets. We've got clients calling that are buying some amounts of gold, but right now it's silver that's moving. Let me share with you. The silver rush has begun. Global silver inventories have evaporated. That's why the U.S. Mint has had to cease production of the American Eagle again. It is impossible to bring on much in the way of new production anytime soon. There's likely going to be an increase of scrap out of India as prices rise, but that is the only give out there. Over a year ago, it was posted that silver was heading for a price blow-off that is going to be able to pass over the $100 an ounce mark. And if you are doubting it, one has got to watch the markets on a continual daily basis. A week ago today, at a client's instruction, I sold off over 3,000 ounces of silver in his IRA. We had waited 2.5 months to reach a particular level. Nobody could have known that 1 week later, silver was $2 higher per ounce. 3,000 ounces at $2 an ounce, that's $6,000. Maybe we've moved to the crisis point. Silver is now continues to grind through that $35 mark. It is, as of right now, $35.93 an ounce. We are hearing rumors of short positions paying as much as $80 an ounce for delivery. The real problem is that silver is the one metal after gold that investors are prepared to simply own. May not really be rational, but it's placed thousands of tons of gold away into private hoarding hands that can easily do exactly the same thing with silver, causing silver to be marked to gold on an agreed-upon ration such as the much-touted 10-silver-to-1 gold theory, which, my friends, means that silver could ultimately target $145 an ounce. Silver American Eagles available, but the premiums are going up daily with or without spot because the supply is tightening up I have access to about 1.5 million American Silver Eagles, but they're not for sale. I'm involved with the management of a trust for a young man whose father died tragically 2 years ago. I was hired to be the metals consultant for this trust company. 1.5 million silver American Eagles are wrapped up, and they're not for sale at any price. In the 2.5 years since his father died, you've well seen what's happened to the value of silver. Gold currently at $1,432.5 an ounce. Platinum at $1,824 an ounce. Palladium at $791 an ounce. And oil, in the words of the late, great Ralph Cramden, is going to the moon, Alice, to the moon. All these rumors over the last couple of years about $5 gasoline, it's going to happen a hell of a lot sooner than it is later, because it's well over $4 in California, Kate. But then in California, they do other things with the gas nozzles than just pump their tanks full of fuel. Bags of 90% silver available. 90% junk silver, dimes, quarters, and halves. But don't call me and say I want to get a $20 face value or a $100 face value. I cannot help you. $500 face value is the minimum I can get. That's a half a bag. Doesn't mean you can buy that for $500. That's probably, you know, well over $12,000 for a half a bag of junk silver right now. But I've got access to Canadian maple leaves. Oh, boy, are they gorgeous. Oh, boy, are Canadian maple leaves gorgeous. I got some maple leaves for a client this morning. Brand new, freshly minted in the tube. If he'd have gotten American Silver Eagles, he'd have paid $2 more per ounce. That's just plain stupid. You want small quantity? Canadian maple leaves in the tube. They come 25 to a tube with the maple leaves. 25 ounces to the tube. I can get those for you. All right? You're looking at buying, you know, over 5 tubes? I can sweeten the price up a little bit. I'm not going to give you prices right now because the stuff jumps all over the place. You want to buy full boxes of 500? I'll make the price real sweet for you. But if silver is something you've remotely been thinking about, it's time to pull the trigger. I don't want you buying at $50 an ounce. That isn't that far away, people. It just isn't that far away. It wasn't that long ago that silver was $9, $10, $12 an ounce. It's three times that today. Now look, you can always pick up the phone and call me, but many of you are finding it's not always easy to reach me. I'm a one-man band, baby. I'll do what I have to do. But a lot of times, you hear me rapping off emails when I'm on the air with you. Guess what? A lot of times, it's the fastest way to reach me. Gold at Republic Trading Group International.com. What's the matter? Are you that lazy to fill the to go ahead and type all that out? Good God, go to the website. Go to the Republic Trading Group International.com website. Scroll down there on the right hand side. Second box, third box. First box says search. Second box says quotables, which has Cicero's marvelous quote from 55 BC. Right underneath it, it says contact us. It's got Republic Trading Group. It's got the address. It's got the toll-free number. And in gold lettering is an email address. All you have to do is click on it. But no, a bunch of you want to keep sending emails to orders at Republic Trading, you know, republictrading.net. That doesn't come to me. It goes to Sandra. And then you're bugging her, and then she's got to forward it on to me. Go to the website. You do it one time, you put it in your favorites, and you'll never have a problem with it again. Duh. And so, now that you've been spanked for the night, my God, federal budget deficit. Of course, don't forget its cumulative cousin, the national debt, are much more political and media phenomena than they are financial. Which isn't to say that they don't exist, because obviously they do. But they have been invested with apocalyptic significance, mainly for political purposes, to scare the hell out of people, to coerce them into reducing the size and scope of government. Coerce? The size and scope of government damn well needs to get reduced. Truth is that massive deficits are almost exclusively, believe it or not, a Republican creation. But Republic rats were conspicuously silent in the decades of their big run-up when the deficits were providing the hollow illusion of easy prosperity. Of course, the other truth is that it is only deficits that can get the economy out of the ditch that the Republic rats left it in when Bush slunk out of office. Now, that's a tough one for a lot of you to suck into. Well, you picking on them Republicans, they're better than the Democrats. Yeah, until they're in control, then they're no better than the Democrats. You got to stop buying into this two-party crap. I don't even buy into the Tea Party. You can drink tea or you can smoke it. Take your choice. You may wind up more relaxed smoking it. I don't care if you take Lipton and roll it up in paper and light it up. But there's other kinds of tea that, well, never mind. Ronald Reagan did some things during his tenure that were, on the surface, necessary. But boy, did it go to hell. Daddy Bush got in there. Daddy Bush got in there, made it all worse. Then Billy Bob came in. Willie Jeff, the man with the cigar in his mouth. That's Mouf, M-O-U-F. Another one of the Arkansas governors. There really is an Arkansas mafia, I'm not kidding you. Flannel shirts, suspenders, and shotguns, and a couple of missing tooth, I'm sure, but there is an Arkansas mafia. I haven't paid that much attention to who all the governors are, but my God, whoever paid attention to Arkansas until Willie Jeff and his lovely wife, Old Paint, took up residency in the White House?
Old Paint, what's that?
The Secretary of State with all the paint on her face, trying to make herself better looking than she is, which is pretty hard to do. Maybe a little bit of pancake batter might do the job. I don't mean dry in a powder form. I mean wet. Get up in the morning and reach over and lovingly put your hand around the back of her head and begin to draw her up to you like you're going to give her a good morning kiss, and then, bam, slap that face into that wet pancake batter. Then maybe she'd look good. Eat your mind. Well, Mitch McConnell comes out and says our first priority is to make sure that Obama is a one-term president. Look, I don't like Obama because of what he stands for, not because of what he looks like. I don't like Obama because of what his heritage has been and his background and everything about him. It's like he could be living in a White House built out of chunks that come from the Berlin Wall, and he could have been living on the East Side in the Deluxe apartment in the sky. But I don't like Mitch McConnell. What an idiotic statement. Our first priority is to make sure Obama is a one-term president. You see, that's what's wrong with all of them. I was watching Cafferty over in CNN. I don't watch CNN, but I like Cafferty. I think he's at the wrong network, but they're all garbage anyway. Cafferty, you know, shares letters from both sides of the aisle. And the one guy writes in and says what I've been saying for a long time, that there really is no difference in these politicians. Granny calls it the two-headed snake. Why is Newt Gingrich getting so much attention? Get Newt Gingrich out of here. Was he another one of these good, fine, upstanding Christians? That's the right. The one that he was mucking around the fountain with some other chick while his crippled wife laid, you know, setting up there, and he's out doing the horizontal mambo with something else. Oh yeah, this guy's a real family oriented guy. This guy was prematurely gray, what, 20 years ago? What's this guy dye his hair like that? So you got all these other governors in Arkansas, and you got Beebe and Huckabee and Do the Hucklebuck, and God, they all suck. You know, here's Huckabee, an alleged minister, an alleged Christian who, I don't know, he was ragging about something because some family had a kid out of wedlock and blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Oh, no. What was I talking about? I just got some emails. Hippie says that old Paint should go study under Tammy Faye. Well, we're talking Tammy Faye Baker, but remember, Tammy Faye is just a little bit underground, which I'm sure is exactly what Hippie means. I don't know what else I was talking about. What I had planned for this hour is totally been flushed down the toilet. Oh, by the way, Reagan, he inherited from Jimmy Carter a national debt of $1 trillion. Reagan cut the taxes on the rich, exploded government spending so that in just 12 years, by the end of Daddy Bush's administration, the debt had quadrupled to $4 trillion. Where were all these punk nervous Nellies back then? Oh, that's right. One of them's name was Newt Gingrich. So Huckabee starts ragging on the thing about this couple having a child out of wedlock. We've all been trained to think that way, but for a man who claims to be a minister, a Christian, a student of the Bible, blah, 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 where in the Bible did it ever talk about Herod issuing a marriage license? You got to come to the state and get the permission to get hooked up, and we'll give you the license. This little document guarantees you will be married. I remember the part about the marriage ceremony that says, in the eyes of God. It did not say, in the eyes of Mike Huckabee or Newt Gingrich or your local magistrate or your mayor or the captain of a ship. Simple mathematics. But now we got the Republicans, you know, raising Ronald Reagan up into the sky like he's Saint Ronnie of Hollywood. Bet Nancy can't wait to go visit him. We'll be back after a little bit of Ellen, some Lullaby of Broadway. I gotta hit the library. Too much coffee today? Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be words to
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Yeah, we're back, but I'm enjoying the music. Clint Eastwood, Tickling the Ivories at Carnegie Hall, and back in about 89 or 99, probably. Well, I don't know. We've accomplished minimal during this hour. I don't really care. I think we got some points across that are certainly worth consideration. You know, for a lot of years, we heard much about some of the worst times in Americans' lives were when Democrats resided in the White House. And I would go along with that. I don't know what Woody Wilson was, but I assume he was a Democrat, but I could be wrong. FDR, we know what he was. The guy who's writing this piece wants to kind of point all the fingers at the Republicans and say it's their fault, it's their fault. He says, well, a Republican has occupied the White House for 28 of the last 42 years, and never once in all of those years did any one of them ever produce a single balanced budget. Not once. They're financial phonies, fiscal frauds. They all are. You think the Democrats aren't fiscal frauds too? I guess the question I'd have to ask is, out of those 28 of the last 42 years, which House of Congress, which party in Congress controlled the Congress? Was it the Democrats or the Republic rats? Doesn't matter. All watering out of the same trough, ain't they? Yep. They're all watering out of the same trough. They can call themselves what they want, but every one of them's a thief and a criminal. About 97% of them ought to get hung for treason. Hung, mind you. Fired. It's like Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's an idiot. He got fired. How is Charlie Sheen any less of an idiot than the 430-some-odd idiots that we send to Washington, D.C., many of them to stay there for 40 or more years? So Charlie Sheen acts like a jerk. And he's in and out of one relationship and another, and, you know, sperm donors out for a bunch of kids and gets drunk and goes a whoremonger. And wait a minute. That sounds just like a politician to me. At least he's heterosexual. But then that really has, that's not germane to the conversation anyway. Charlie Sheen's making somebody an awful lot of money. Don't kid yourself, those reruns are going to be going on for years and years and years. And everybody's still going to be making money with it. Whoever made money with a politician. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for sharing your valuable time with me. Now I'm going to the library. Don, I'll talk to you shortly. Bye-bye.
That suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Ever climbing.